Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Hey, everybody.
We kind of say that the same every time.
I could change it up.
Hello, everyone. So maybe we'll have you do the next one.
Oh, I like you doing
go.
The
Hello,
entry.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
welcome
everybody.
Welcome to Turn the Light On with Cher and Kevin.
That doesn't even roll off your tongue good. No, yeah, I like okay. the way we're doing it.
Yeah,
we'll be okay.
Fine. You guys okay with it out there? I think you are.
I don't hear anybody.
I don't hear anybody complaining. I don't either. I think we're okay. But anyway, welcome to the program. We're just so glad to have each and every one of you here with us. And it's another day in the Lord. We're just loving Jesus.
Yes.
Loving, you know, just being a part of his kingdom.
Yep.
And having authority in the earth and exercising that authority is actually fun when you start
it
to
is.
Do life with God and you start to see miracles and you start to see, you know, demonic
right.
things being driven out of people's
right.
lives.
Living a life
victory
of,
coming.
Right, exactly. Living that life of victory and just knowing and walking in the understanding of how much God loves you, how much he cares about you, and that he wants you to be an overcomer.
Yeah, we are equipped to defeat the enemy.
That's
and
right.
The only thing that is keeping us from experiencing a defeated enemy
uh-huh.
is our inability to know and understand who we are in Christ. So that's
yes.
a big thing with us here
yes,
at
that's
Turn
right.
the Light
we
On.
We need to know
we
whose you are.
We want you to know and understand who you are in Jesus.
That's right. That's right. So good. So good.
Yeah.
We've been talking about authority for a while, and it's been so good, and it encourages me and reminds me and fires me up every time we start talking about this. And I think there's another perspective we can use today on the authority. And why don't you start us off? I think we've got a really great
yeah,
scripture.
I really love just the topic of authority in general. I
right.
know we were, you know, we've been bouncing all over the place, but you can't hear this stuff enough, guys.
No.
So let's look at Mark 13 and verse 34.
Okay.
It's a great little story about authority in the Bible. And he said this. He said, you know, take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house, and he gave authority to his servants and to each his work. And he commanded the doorkeeper to watch. He said, Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming.
Ooh.
In the evening, at midnight, at the, you know, crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, you know, lest coming suddenly, he'll find you sleeping. And what say Whoop. You?
Right.
I say to all, watch.
Watch.
And I feel like,
yeah.
man, we are in a season right now, Cher, where we need to be watching. I don't
yes.
think we're quite where Jesus is coming back tomorrow, but...
Right.
Man, we're in the end times.
I think from here on out, it's the end times. We're headed to the end.
It could be a year, it could be a thousand, and you're right.
Right.
I don't know. It says no
I,
one
It doesn't
know
feel
the
like
day.
It's going to be a thousand.
No one will know the hour, but it does.
We'll know the season, though, and it's feeling like there's a preparation
no,
happening for us
in
to
the
understand.
Last days, there will be wars, rumors of wars, pestilences. Come on.
Right.
How much closer
it also,
to that prophecy can you get?
Yes, but here's the part people forget. It also
yeah.
says that the bride would be made perfect before
yes.
the coming of Christ. And
well,
so
that's what Turn the Light On's for.
We have some work to do in that area. Is that really? Did we just... I don't remember that
I
being in the book. Of
what,
Revelation. I don't remember saying
oh,
it
yeah,
saying
he
that.
Said, let your light so shine.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my gosh. But
I'm teasing though. I
yeah,
get,
you know.
I'm totally kidding.
We've got work to do. You know, we've
yeah.
got the bride has to be perfect, which means it needs to be united. You know, it needs to understand who's they are and
yeah.
what they're doing. And so all these foundational things that we're constantly talking to you about is to strengthen you, build you up, and for the bride to unite. We have
yeah.
to unite.
I think that it's really cool that here at the program share, we actually, between the two of us, have a pretty strong representation of the fivefold ministry.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about
that
for
a minute, you know, because
okay, we're going off script here.
Apostolically, you know,
yes.
We do have, we're directing the church.
Multiplying.
We're, you know, moving things. You operate in the prophetic side.
You've, yes.
Definitely got the prophet covered. I've
yes.
done prophetic, but I'm not a prophet.
Yes.
I actually move more in the two gifts of pastor and evangelist.
Right,
okay,
you definitely
so
do.
Evangelist for sure. God, for some reason, has called me to be a pastor, and I'm okay with it.
Yes. You have such
have
a heart for people.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Do. You
but,
do.
And then we both operate as teachers, I think, and that's
yes.
where we're at right now.
Yes.
We're trying to teach you how
right.
to be evangelistic and how to understand and operate
right.
in the prophetic.
Right, where you
so
are. You need to know what season you're
you
in.
You can, as we are, pastor people and
yes.
move in the apostolic. And actually see the kingdom of God
yes.
take ground.
Yes, we're all, so if you think about it, we're all called to look like Jesus. We've been telling you how Jesus is in you. You are Jesus. You are in Christ. And through Christ, all things are possible. And so we're helping you understand that you should look like Jesus, and Jesus was all five of those things. And I, Kevin, I'll tell you, I really believe that these end times we're talking about and this harvest that's coming, some of these things, I really believe that everyone's going to flow in this, in the in and out of these streams. I believe that that's a part of the uniting
sure.
of the bride, is that everyone will be operating. You know, we're going to look more like Jesus because we understand whose we are in him. But
yeah, but yeah. See, that's what I love about the scripture here, you know, in Mark. It says it is like a man going to a far country
mm-hmm.
who left his house and gave authority to his servants. That man is
right.
Jesus.
That's right.
He's gone. He's just sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's in a heavenly realm right now.
That's
he
right.
is coming back though. And that's what it says over here.
Yes.
And we don't know when. It could be at midnight. It could be in the early morning.
That's right.
But we have to find ourselves prepared. That's why it says, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. We don't. I mean, if you know he's pretty close to coming, you think
time.
Everybody would start
step
snapping it,
up. It
together, getting
yeah.
everything. And I do believe that's happening
it
in the
is.
Church right
there
now.
There is a stirring.
The church
this.
Is being stirred. It's moving, and we are working towards becoming who God has called us to be.
Well, yeah. And that scripture is so good. I mean, it says that he gave authority to his servants, to every man his work. You know, it's so cool to think about that, and to think about that's Jesus. Jesus had the authority over sickness. Jesus
that's
had
right.
the authority over all things.
That's what
and
we're
then
trying
he
to
gave
tell
it
him.
To the servants, and he said, I'm going to go sit at the right hand of the Father
yeah.
now.
I'm going
do
away.
My works. Do my works.
But I'm coming
know?
Back. And when I get back, you know, it's almost like that parable of the talents that we see in scripture share, where he's like, you know, he gave one talent, one,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like, and one guy just buried his talent, you know, he's like afraid, he didn't
right.
do anything with it. And,
right.
you know, we've got to be, you know, preparing and be ready for Jesus to come back. Because he's going to go, what did you do with what I gave you? I gave you authority.
Right.
What'd you do with it?
Right, right.
And if we take authority over the works of the enemy, and we bring life, we bring the kingdom of God, and we see people begin to experience victory, that is what we see in that parable of the talents, of, you know, Jesus saying, I had one and I turned it into two. I had two, I turned it into four. Well, no, I buried mine. I was afraid. I knew you were a harsh man, and,
right.
and I was afraid I would lose it. No, we can't be afraid of losing what God has put inside of us.
It's
a gift of God.
That's right. And, you know, there was a multiplying there. I think that's a parable that has many meanings to it. But
sure.
it's about multiplying. It's about discipling. And so everybody should be getting their house in order. Everybody should feel there's... If we're going to talk a little bit about the seasons we're in, you know, one of the things that God was laying on my heart, there's a rearranging and a realignment of a lot of things going on in a lot of people's lives. And we have free will to choose, but I'm telling you that God wants to align you for something new, something
that's right.
big, something really incredible, things that would fill the desires of your heart that maybe you're not even aware of that you have, that you don't even know that you're carrying. Things that you have to offer other people, to the church, but you have to get set up correctly. You have to get your house in order. And when I say that, you know what I mean, but it's about
sure
your spirit. It's about your mind, your will, your emotions, standing on the word again. We went back to the basic foundational principles of the word lately, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's because a lot of people have gotten off track, and it's time for you to get back on track and realign yourself with what the word is doing and what God is trying
to
do.
Awake, O sleeper.
Ooh, come on.
Come on, man. The church was lulled to sleep. The enemy's lulled us to sleep.
Well,
but he's done it with purpose because he knows what we're capable of.
That's absolutely right. And he can see your light. He can recognize a dim light and a bright light. Mm-hmm. And which one do you think that he wants to mess with more? You know, he doesn't want to go near the light that he's going to get burned.
Right.
But if he sees people that are just lacking, and we're not here to condemn, we're here to cheerlead and rally you into what you've been called to do, you know. And many of you have been in a cave, many of you have been isolated, and if I could say it, Kevin, a lot of people have been hurt by the church.
Oh.
And so
that happens.
It happens a lot. You know, we think, oh, that's just terrible. But did you think a stranger was the one that was going to hurt your feelings?
Right, right.
You know, it's not a stranger that can hurt your feelings. You're like, you don't even know me. It's the people sometimes, the enemy can use to create offense. And so this isn't a time to harbor and hold on to those things. I think we're in a season where I'm asking you to let it go and step into this, step into your authority, step into the talents that you have, step into the things that God gave you. Don't bury them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Upon that rock, I'm going to build my church."
Oh, come on.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
And that's right.
The enemy's used church hurt.
Yes.
He's used it, and people are like, "I'm never going back to church. That pastor hurt me. That leader hurt me. Somebody did something to me there. The people there were messed up."
Right.
And I'm here to say that, you know, God isn't doing anything outside of the local church. The church is God's bride. You know,
we are the church.
To use the church. So you've got to re-engage. You've got to get back in the game, you know, and you've got to allow God to heal that hurt and not place that hurt on the church as an organization or as the church, God's body. But, you know, every person's going to hurt you, even if they were at church or even in your life, in your family. You have family hurt, but you don't get rid of your family.
Yeah, I just, well,
you
some people do,
to.
I think so.
I know.
But, you know.
After I said it, I was like, well, some people do, but
I think you should be able
to work those things out.
Yeah.
That's really all I'm trying to say.
Exactly. But it's time to put down your differences. And this is really reminding me of a word that the Lord gave me that I think I want to share, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, for sure.
Really quick. Goes
your
really
share.
Well.
I mean,
I've never heard that one before.
Right.
Give me just a second. I'm going to pull it up here. But
for sure.
Yeah, it's all about the season we're in and catching the wind. We want you guys to catch the wind. God is moving. We're telling you. We're seeing it.
Yeah.
He's starting
Things
to move.
Things are happening. I'm so excited right now.
He really is moving
in a
powerful way.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
We are living in the most exciting times.
Serious.
And if you can look past the media and the things that you see, and you begin to spend time with the Lord, and you really want to know what season
He'll
we're in,
He's
going to start showing you some things that will blow your mind, and you will realize that He is in control.
That's right.
He is going to show His arm strong, and He's waiting on His bride and the church to unite, you know, and it's time for us to step into that. And of course, you know, I'm having trouble now finding this. Thank you, Lord. Here it
Thank
goes.
You, Jesus.
Yeah,
right,
here
we
goes.
Go.
Are you ready? So this is what the Lord told me. Rise up. This is a pivotal moment where you will fight. You are more than a conqueror. Does this all sound familiar to you guys? It says, your daddy is the God of the universe and Jesus is your Savior. And the Holy Spirit is with you in power and might. There are no more delays in your breakthroughs. Pick up your sword and swing. Push through this because the other side is victory unlike anything you've ever experienced. God is with you and God is not finished with you. You are not alone. I need you to keep going. Only believe. there is a shift here and you need to catch the wind, which I forgot that was in there, but it's funny I'm saying it again.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Catch the wind, because it's moving into a fresh new season of God's love and his glory, a season of overflow for you and complete awe of the fulfillment of the promises in your life. Listen up. Promises that you forgot. Hold on, I lost my place. Promises that you forgot that you prayed for, but God did not forget. He will display his love for you. Don't look at the circumstances in the natural. Trust the word and have faith, because Jesus, listen up, is about to flip the tables. And when he does, all the lies will be exposed and the truth is going to set you free.
That's
Isn't
right.
Isn't that good?
The Bible says we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free.
Man,
you know, there is so much falsehood that the world has presented. The media has presented,
yeah.
Life in general has presented to people,
right,
that there's a lack of trust.
That's a really good point that you're making. You know, you're right. People just...
And that's where the church hurt comes in. People mm-hmm. aren't plugging in. They're not engaging. And it's actually a tool the enemy's using. Lack of trust is a tool mm-hmm. that the enemy is using to divide the church,
really
to keep us from becoming who God's called us to be and walking in the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. You know,
right.
when we talk about authority, you know, as we were looking at the scripture in Mark 13, you know, authority means the right to command obedience. We've got these guys were left in charge. They were there to command obedience, to tell everyone else that's not in charge.
That's right.
Which would be the demonic realm and
right.
satanic influence.
Right.
It's not in charge here anymore. We are. Jesus gave us authority. He restored us back to a position of authority. Now, unfortunately, there are people in the world that are partnering with darkness, and they're allowing Satan to use their authority in the earth, and he
That's
does
right.
have some authority.
He'll be happy
but
to use it.
We have all authority has been given to Jesus, so
That's
we
right.
can supersede the authority the enemy has in the earth
yes.
simply by believing the word, walking in truth, and it, you know, it's the right to enforce obedience. That's what
so
authority
good.
Is.
Right.
You know, it's the right to act officially, like we have officially been given, you know, charge over the earth, to take control over the enemy's works. You know, when you have a police officer, you ever met?
I was just about to
come on,
go
run with it.
No, tell it.
No,
you finish.
No, you do it.
I was going to use the crosswalk, but a police officer
yes.
is the same thing. You know,
authority.
It's that authority when they walk across the street. They can't, in the natural, actually stop a 2,000-pound vehicle from
no.
just running right over the top of them, can they?
Nope.
But there is a respect and an authority and an understanding that person.
Yeah.
With the badge, when they hold out their hand and they
yeah.
tell you to stop, you stop.
Right.
And it's no different
because
with the enemy.
Because he has the gun.
That's right. He has the power.
He's been given
the
authority. And the badge is the authority.
That's
you know,
right.
We have both of those.
Yeah.
We
so
are,
good.
We are God cops.
We are.
You know?
We are. I
In
always
the name
think of
us Jesus.
With superpowers, you know?
Yeah, for sure. We have superpowers.
We have supernatural superpowers. We don't
yeah.
even, we don't, and a lot of you aren't even using them, you know? You've decided to just do the norm and, you know, when people tell me, "Oh, churches, you got to give up so much; it's so boring." I mean, you haven't been hanging out with Kevin and I enough.
So, you want to hear a funny story about that?
Okay.
So, I was going to a camp. My daughter was at a camp one time,
right.
and the camp invited me to come and speak. And I think they were, you know, not quite as, you know.
Okay.
Spirit filled as I am, we'll say it that way, you know.
Uh-oh,
and I
I'm
decided to do a little message to the kids on, you know, you're a superhero.
Oh, that, yeah, I love it.
You know, and
right.
they all had their little superhero outfits on. It was superhero day at the
right,
camp and
right.
all that. Well, I start telling them, you're a superhero, and God has given you superhero powers. You have authority over
Amen.
Sickness, and they had bug bites on their legs, and they were itchy, and I was like, you can command that itching to stop, and I
That's
had a little
right.
kid with a cape come up, and I said, now you pray for her legs, and that itching's going to stop. And
yes.
I said, pray like this, and I taught them how to pray.
Yeah.
And then the kid's leg quit itching.
Hallelujah.
Like, it doesn't itch anymore. Yay. You know, and next thing you know, little revival is breaking out.
Oh my gosh, I love
in this
it.
Meeting, and they freaked out. They didn't know what to do about it because they're like, we've never seen anything like this.
Wow,
kids were getting healed and stuff,
like
and they literally shut me down.
What?
Stopped me in my tracks, sent the kids all back to their cabins, and asked me to leave.
Oh, doesn't that make you guys, your heart hurt a little bit?
Because I told the kids they were superheroes, and then my daughter said they went back to the cabins even and said, you are not a superhero.
Oh, my heart.
You do not have that power, and I'm here today to tell you, all of you are superheroes.
We are because of who
power.
We are in Christ. Not because
Holy
of
Spirit.
Us, because of Christ in us. He is in us. And, you know, I hope that when you heard that story, you're like, you know, we need to recognize where we're limiting Jesus, where we're limiting based on religion. I'll tell you, you talk about the season we're in, God is breaking off religion.
He's tired of
it. It is not going to stay anymore. And the four walls are outside the four walls and gatherings. It's going. It's going. No more religious law and limiting what the Holy Spirit can do. It's going to be gone. It's got to go.
I believe that, you know. So, and it all comes down to authority. And knowing who we are,
yes.
If you know that God has given you power, He said you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you to be a witness, to see miracles, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues.
Yeah, and we're supposed
I'm
to have
tongues.
What?
You know,
and childlike faith, you know, we're supposed to have childlike faith, and we should be teaching our kids that they have authority over the enemy. Why do we want them to go through life fighting a fight without their tools?
That's right.
You know,
give them the weapons and see what they can do.
Oh,
let their ceiling be their floor.
Because these kids that are coming up now, you know, the enemy has really tried to attack their identity.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't think there's a reason for that? It's because they are going to break loose. They are the generation that will see the coming of Christ. They're going to usher the coming of Christ in. I believe it too.
That's why we prayed for kids, you know. They're all back in school. So we just want to let you parents out there know we're praying for you.
Yes.
You got school going.
That's
all that homework's back.
Yes.
You know, so hang in there on that. But you know what, a great day just talking about authority and all that. Sharon, we're going to take
seasons.
A quick break.
Love it.
We'll be right back, guys.
Sounds
in just
good.
A moment. Thanks
right,
for turning the
minute.
Light on.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. We know he's coming
around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready?
Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Kevin and Cher.
It's been such a good series and just talking about authority. So good. I've really enjoyed it.
I mean, I really am starting to get a greater grip on the idea that Jesus has defeated, you know, death itself. He has given us all authority. And, you know, he gave authority to us who believe in him.
Yes.
That's a key point, Cher.
It is.
You know, if you believe in him, you have the authority. If you
right.
don't believe or you're in doubt.
That's right.
You know,
well, it's up to you.
You might do without.
It's up to you whether you want to receive the gift of authority that came with your salvation through Jesus.
There's responsibility that goes with it. Because God, when you begin to walk in the authority of God, God's going to, Cher, begin to... He's going to make demands on you. He's going to have situations he's going to want you to deal with. He's going to be like, hey, I need you to go over there and talk to that person. Well, I don't want to talk to them. No,
yes,
go talk to them.
There's definitely,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, like an obedience.
Sure.
You know,
that's what we were talking about.
To want to do the things of the Lord and to trust. We're back to the trust thing again.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about trusting the Lord. And, you know, you have to have that courage to use that authority in your life. God has given you everything that you need. Now trust in that authority, not of your own, but through Jesus and whose you are.
So, you know, in order to do that, we always have to remember that we have to activate authority by knowing the Word of God and speaking the Word of God over
That's
the
right.
situation.
That's right.
It's so important.
It is. God.
If you don't know the Word, you're not going to have it.
Well, no. You got to speak the word.
You're not going to have authority if you don't know
what
the authority is standing on.
It's not Cher's word. It's not the radio's word. It's the word of the Lord. You know, God operates by you speaking words of faith.
Come on, man. So true.
Yeah.
So true. So, you know, what do we do? What's practical application for those who are out there listening right now? You know what? Get in your Bibles. Get it out. Read it. Learn it. Spend time getting to know God in His Word and what His plans are, the way He wants us to operate in the earth and the authority that we have. It's all in there.
It is. And as you spend more time, you start to learn about who your dad is and your Heavenly Father and more of the characteristics of how He moves and how He works. And you know, we want to take our place in Christ to speak God's word, and then we expect results, you know. We expect those
results.
Yeah, God brought His Son Jesus into this earth to pay for your and my sins so that we could live a life that is victorious, not struggling all the time.
I think true authority expects results. It doesn't hope that
That's
there
right.
will be results.
You know that you know.
It's you just are in authority, and that's the bottom line.
That's
we
right.
are going to make this happen by declaring the word of God over the situation and then refusing to let go. Pit bull attack it. Lock
that's what
on,
I'm talking about.
And I'm going to lock onto it. And I'm not going
to
let go.
That's right.
So
that's
the way we got
to
do it, guys.
That's so true.
So glad to have
that's
each
so
and
true.
Every one of you with us on the program today. We hope you're learning. We hope you're growing. This is Kevin and Cher. Thanks for turning the light on.
Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.